Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle, great. Those were the days.
Here you are, Archie.
What is this I'm drinking here?
Oh, that's a new brand of coffee I bought. It's 97% caffeine-free.
Caffeine-free? If it ain't got caffeine in it, it ain't coffee. How much did you pay for this slop?
$1.49.
You paid $1.49 for no caffeine? I can pay the same $1.49 and get caffeine.
But caffeine ain't good for you. It don't let you sleep.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to sleep. That's why I drink caffeine. I want to stay up.
But Archie, I saved a lot of money on this coffee. $1 off with the coupon.
That's good. Then you won't lose so much when you throw it out.
Your father don't like it.
No, I think it's good.
Do me a favor, eat it. No more of these crummy bargains, huh?
But what will I do with all these coupons I got? See? It's full again, and inside is your windfall from Clara Goodbars. I wonder if she got her job because of her name. Not the Clara part, the Goodbars. Like the good boys.
Who cares? Morning.
Oh, morning, Mike. It's funny the way some people's name just suits the business they're in. Like God's name is just perfect.
You see, Ma, that's because you're brought up hearing that name. You're used to that word.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, really? If you were taught that God's name was, let's say, Chair, you'd be calling him Chair.
Get out of here. You can't get people into a church to worship a chair. People go to church to worship God. That's why they call him God.
It depends on what word you brought up on, Daddy. See, the Chinese people think the perfect name for God is Buddha.
You know, she's getting to sound more and more like you every day, meathead.
Thanks for the compliment, Daddy.
Yes, you can't give me, Daddy. Let me ask you something, Professor, which I'm putting through school. Can you think of a better name for God than God? And don't give me no Buddha.
Well, how about Jehovah from the Old Testament?
No good.
Why not?
Because he wasn't no real God. Them old Bible heaps just called him Jehovah because that was their way for the boss. Well, what are you looking at?
You know, it's amazing how someone can be so consistently wrong. I don't believe the things you say.
Because you're an atheist. You don't believe nothing about religion.
Look at what they say when they sneeze.
Who's that?
The Chinese. I mean, do they say God bless you or Buddha bless you?
You really want to know? The Chinks just sneeze and say nothing. They can't speak English.
Why couldn't they say Buddha bless you in Chinese?
Because they don't say that. That's why. They say, they say anything at all, it's sayonara.
That's Japanese.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
What are you talking about? You put a Jap and a Chink together, you're going to tell me which is which?
That's right, because I find out about them. I talk to them as individuals.
Sure, you talk to them. You say, which one of you guys is the Chink?
I don't believe it. He's making me crazy.
Ignore it, Michael. Ignore him. Shouldn't we be getting ready anyway? I mean, we're going to the museum.
Listen to this. Now, will you tell me something, Edith? Why would any normal person want to go to the museum on his day off?
For this, Arch. Something you know absolutely nothing about. Culture.
Oh, look at this. No wonder he's getting himself all excited. It's one of his own here. A Pollock art exhibit.
That's Pollock. Jackson Pollock. He happens to be a great American artist.
Well, he sure paints Polish. Look at this. Splashes and smears of paint over everything here. What do you mean? A monkey could do that. Great American artist, there ain't a tree or a flag or a president in the whole damn book.
I'd explain it to you, Arch, but first you'd have to move your brain ahead 2 centuries.
Why don't you take a short walk on a long pier?
Hey, you can't even get that right. It's why don't you take a long walk on a short pier?
Then do that.
Come on, boy, let's go.
Okay. Oh, glorious night! Would you mind mailing this letter when you go downtown? I've been meaning to mail it for a week.
Sure, Ma.
It's a funny thing about mailing a letter. When you remember to mail it, you ain't near a mailbox. And when you're near a mailbox, you don't remember.
Yeah, I never thought of that. But then why should I?
Edith, I am in torture here with these shoes. Where are you going?
I'm going to the museum.
Well, just wait a minute. You've got an errand to do for me.
Oh,
what? Edith, these fancy new no-lace shoes here, they're killing me. Now, you were with me when I buy these things. Why'd you let me buy them?
Well, they look fine.
Well, they ain't fine.
Well, they look fine from the outside.
The outside ain't where they hurt me, Edith. Now, you two, just wait a second here. You're going to have to take these shoes. You're going to have to get them stretched for me.
All right, let's have them.
But, Archie, what are you going to wear? Your other shoes are being half-soled.
Well, I'll have to wear my good shoes, that's all.
Your Tom McCann's?
What do you want me to do? Walk around barefoot? Like them weirdo friends that your daughter used to have hanging around?
My friends are not weirdos, and it doesn't make a person a weirdo just because he walks barefoot.
God made feet to be worn in shoes. Going barefoot ain't civilized.
What are you saying? Wearing shoes is the only thing that makes a person civilized?
That's right, buddy. Shoes and pants. All them old missionaries, that's what they done. The first thing with the natives. Put shoes on them and pants on them and tie them into Christians.
I don't think Jesus wore shoes.
Certainly, he wore shoes all the time. Except for that one time he went walking on the water there. All right, now on your way to the museum, take the shoes to the store.
All right.
Now where you're running away, you ain't got the sales slip, right? Get them a sales slip, baby.
Oh, yeah, I put it in my purse somewhere.
You are a religion. You don't even know how to take a pair of shoes back.
Yeah, I think it's in here somewhere.
Well, here we go, the mystery grab bag here. Look at all the stuff you got in the bag. What are you doing? A whole crowd of paper clips here? Look at this. A gum wrapper, no gum in it. Edith, why do you carry this junk?
Here it is. I found it.
Hey, Ma. Where'd you get these lottery tickets?
Oh, I forgot all about them.
Harlan, Harlan, Harlan. You got lottery tickets here? Let me see them there. Edith, lottery tickets. 4 tickets, 50 cents each. That's $2.
Hey, you did that all without a pencil and paper.
Button your face there.
Daddy, there's no harm in a little bet every now and then.
No, and you win big money prizes. Remember Mrs. Bellini did?
No, what the hell did she ever win?
Oh, she won 2 church raffles, $10 and a chair cushion.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The famous chair cushion that nobody could sit on because it had an embroidered picture of the Pope on it.
Is that... Why? I always thought it was because it was Anthony Quinn.
Use your common sense, will you? It ain't blast team used to sit on Anthony Quinn's face.
Still, it ain't nice.
Did you know that these tickets are 10 months old?
Yeah, I forgot I had them.
Well, Ma, did you ever check to see if they won anything?
No, I just put them in my pocketbook and forgot all about them.
Oh, sure, easy come, easy go. The $2 could have been in the bank and an interest.
Come on, it's two measly dollars. Didn't you ever bet on anything?
Yes, I bet that my daughter would marry a human being and I lost.
Come on, that's Mo.
At the cleaners on your way to the subway.
No, Mom, we don't mind.
I'll be right down.
I can't get over it. Eat it, buying lottery tickets.
I bet you wouldn't be complaining if Maude won.
Nobody ever wins on them lotteries.
Hey, it says here that these tickets are valid up to 1 year after the purchase.
Forget it.
But how would you know what the winning number was way back then?
Well, you just call a candy store. See, they sell lottery tickets. They probably have a list of all the winning numbers for the past year.
What's the first prize?
$50,000.
Well, think what you could do with all of that.
I'm telling you, you're wasting your time. Eat it. Wear it atomic hands.
Why, Archie?
I said eat it. Bring down my good shoes.
I'm sorry, Archie. I didn't hear you. I was in the closet getting you good shoes. Why didn't you say
nothing.
Here's the cleaning, Mike. Please, I can't hear what the man's saying.
Who is she talking to?
She's calling about the lottery tickets.
She's wasting her time just like you wasted our money.
But, Archie,
yeah, I'm not wasting.
Why, you did it. You did it. You did it. The last four numbers match.
What?
The last four numbers is $500.
What?
$500.
What?
Daddy, the last four numbers match. This ticket's a winner.
The last four numbers here?
Yeah.
He told you on the phone?
Yeah.
A winner?
Yeah.
$500.
Yeah.
$500.
Oh, yeah, sure. You changed it too fast. A second ago, you were against it.
Oh, you don't hear me being against no $500 there, me, man.
Daddy, a minute ago, you were bawling Ma out.
Yeah, well, a minute ago, she was a loser. Now she's a winner. With me. Let me figure how I'm going to spend these five bills.
Daddy, that's Ma's money. She bought these tickets.
What are you talking about? She wouldn't have found the ticket if it wasn't for my tight shoes up there. Right, eat it. Right, eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. What are you doing on the phone?
I'm talking.
Oh, you want to let the whole world know you got a winning ticket here?
Just Louise Jefferson.
The worst person of all. And people will be beating on the tom-toms the whole neighborhood. Put that phone down.
I'll see you.
Put
later,
that phone
Louise.
Down. Put that phone down. Put that phone down. Now, come on. Get your hat and coat. We got to get down the lottery.
What for?
The cash in is too.
Oh, no,
right
we
there.
Got no right to claim that money, Archie. We can't do that.
Why not?
We got no right to claim that money.
Don't be bothering me with details, will you?
Archie, that ticket don't belong to us.
What was that?
That ticket don't belong to
what
us.
What was that?
That time.
Wait a minute. You paid for the ticket, so the ticket belonged to us.
No, Archie, that ticket ain't ours.
Will you try and make sense?
Ma, if it's not yours, whose is it?
It's Mr. Jefferson's. I just told Louise Jefferson the good news. She was so happy she'll be here any minute.
Eat it, eat it. If this is Jefferson's ticket, how come it turned up in your place?
Because Mr. Jefferson won't wear his rubbers in the rain. He's just like you, Archie. He won't take an umbrella. He won't wear his
rubbers. I'm talking about the tickets,
Edith. Yeah, I'm getting to that. Remember when we had the big rainstorm?
I'm talking about the tickets,
and everything got flooded and we got all that water in our faces.
I'm talking about the tickets, Edith.
Daddy, don't you know by now you gotta let Ma tell her story in her own way?
I know, but I ain't got time. I gotta go to work on Monday morning. Collect your thoughts, huh? Get over there. Sit in the chair. Used to. Get over there on the sofa.
boy, we'll never get to the museum.
Just clam up. Don't say nothing till I get to the bottom of all of this. Now eat it. Eat it. I don't want to hear nothing about nothing that don't have nothing to do with this here ticket. And I want to hear it fast.
Well, Louise asked me if I would, and I said I would, and I did, and I forgot him.
That's too fast. Now, I'm going to give you leave to fill it in here. But have mercy on me, please, will you? Go.
Well, Mr. Jefferson went out without his rubbers and he came home with the flu. And Louise had to take care of him and she couldn't get out. So I was going out to do some shopping and I asked her if I could get her something and she said yes. A dozen eggs, a half a pound of margarine, a 2 pound can of coffee. Mr. Jefferson likes it that way. I was going out the door. Louise asked me if I would buy 4 lottery tickets. George always buys them. And I said, yes, I could. So I did. And I put them in my purse and I forgot them. Does that answer your question?
Right. You're done fine. Don't say no more. What I gotta do now is figure a way to straighten this thing out so we don't lose nothing. See, that's... And the first thing that's got to happen is you two get out to the museum.
What, is this going to be another one of your devious plots?
Don't argue with me. Hey, come on, Gloria. Get him and get him out of here.
No, Daddy, not right now. I want to wait till Mrs. Jefferson gets here so I can see the look on her face when she gets her winning ticket.
That could be 2-3 hours from now.
Ma said they'd be here any minute.
No, the way them people shuffle along, they'll never make it.
Will you stop with the stereotypes? Black people don't shuffle, they walk like everyone else.
Well, then will you kindly walk like everyone else and walk the hell out that door?
Fine. Come on, Gloria, let's go.
Let's go over and take them shoes back to that store.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Just shuffling on out, Daddy.
Let me tell you what we're going to do when the Jeffersons get here, see? You're just going to give them back the money for the ticket.
Oh, no, Archie, you mean give them the ticket. They got to go down and claim the $500 themselves.
No, not the ticket. Now, listen. Now, let me explain it to you very, very carefully. All you got to do, see, is give Mrs. Jefferson back the $2 that she gave you to buy that ticket.
But she never gave me $2, Archie. I laid it out for her.
Ada, just do what I... You laid out the money for her then?
Yeah. I'm sure she would have paid me if I had given her the tickets, but she forgot about it just like I did.
So you paid with your own money for that air ticket?
Yeah. And you
got... If you pay for the ticket with your own money, then that means it's our ticket, no matter who you think you bought it for.
No, Archie, the ticket belongs to Louise. Oh, that must be Louise.
I'll get it. Sit down. Down. Stay in that chair. Don't say nothing. Nothing at all. I'll handle it. See? Shh.
Here we are.
Come on in.
Oh, Edith, isn't it
exciting? Hello, Mrs. Bunker.
Hello. Jefferson, I got good news for you. The $2 that you owe Edith for buying a lottery ticket a long time ago, when you're off the hook for it, you don't have to pay us.
$2? Bunker, you got a real great sense of humor. Let me say right here and now that I take back most of the things I've been thinking about. Now, where the ticket?
Oh, now, wait a minute. Jefferson, hold it. You ain't going to get no ticket.
But I...
Shh! Bunker, what are you trying to pull?
I ain't trying to pull nothing. That winning ticket belongs to us.
Bunker, your wife bought those tickets for my brother. Now, hand them over.
Jefferson, possession is 9/10 of the law. And being as how we laid out the money for the tickets, that adds up to the other 9/10.
Bunker, you're a thief!
What do you mean, a thief? Suppose the shoe was on the other foot. Suppose you had the tickets and I come to you, what would you do?
I'd give them to you.
Well, I got them already, so what the hell are you hollering about?
Bunker, I want that ticket.
Oh, geez, I want to be vice president of the world, but we all have our little disappointments, you know?
Bunker, you ain't going to get away with this. You've been cheating us for 400 years.
What are you talking about? You've only been on the block for 2 years.
I'm talking about how you white people come to Africa to steal us, and then when you was through stealing us, and we went around to watch you stole our whole country.
I never even been to Africa.
Neither have I, and that's your fault, too.
Louise, I gotta apologize for Archie.
Oh, that's all right, Edith. Henry isn't exactly a diplomat, either.
But Archie thinks that it's his ticket.
Edith, suppose we just share the money 50-50.
Oh, no, yes, yes, Louise, I bought it for you. You can pay me the $2, but I bought the ticket for you.
Yeah, but
if you hadn't asked me, I wouldn't have bought it at all. It's your ticket.
No, Jefferson, there ain't no sense in talking to you anymore. The best thing you can do is, what are you doing in my chair? Jefferson, get out of my chair.
I am not budging from this chair until I get that ticket.
I'm going to call the cops on you, Jefferson.
Go ahead. Call the cops!
What is this?
Man's in my chair. I'm going to call the cops to get him out of my chair.
Oh, Archie, no.
Man is trespassing all over my house in my chair. I'm going to call the cops.
Come on, Henry, let's go.
Louise, I said it before, I'll say it again. I am not budging from this chair until I get that ticket.
Last morning, Jefferson, I'm calling the cops.
All right, I'm going.
Calling the cops, Jefferson. Calling the cops over here. They're gone.
Yeah,
I said a lot. See that? See? And people are all the same. Always putting up the big front. But the minute you holler cop, same old story. It's feet do your stuff.
Archie, I got something to tell you.
Save it, Edith. We got to get down to the lottery office and cash in that ticket right now. Oh, look who's back.
Bunker, me and Louise was talking it over, and we decided, well, maybe we should split the money 50-50.
Listen to this guy wants to split the money 50-50. Are you kidding, Jefferson? The answer for that is no. I'll spell it to you, N-O, no.
Are you sure?
I certainly am.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Can you figure them people out? You tell them something's supposed to make them as mad as hell, but they bust out in a smile.
I wish you was able to do that, Archie.
Hey, didn't I can smile any time. Why did you say that?
Because I gave Louise the lottery ticket.
What was that?
I gave Louise the lottery.
What was that?
I gave... Archie, look at the present Mrs. Jefferson gave us. $100 gift certificate.
Wow.
Hey, that's sensational.
That's really nice.
Wait a minute. Don't tell me them people is being fair. Let me take a look at this here. There it is, gift certificate. This entitles bearer to $100 worth of merchandise at Jeanette's Dress and Lingerie Shop. Geez, that's a hell of a windfall for me, Harry.
Huh?
Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.